Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video I'm going to introduce you to the new auto start features that are available for ASP.NET 4.0 applications. To do that, the first thing that we'll need to do is specify an application pool to be always running. So to do that, we're going to go look at the application host config file that lives in Windows System INET SRV config, and here's the file that we're looking for, applicationhost.config file. So I'm going to open that up in a text editor, and I'm just going to set the language to XML so that we can see the syntax highlighting. Now, first thing I'm going to do is scroll down here a little bit, and we're going to look for the application pools. And here you can see we have an application pools section. Here I have a default pool, a classic pool, an ASP.NET 4.0 pool, and a 4.0 classic pool. And these map to specific versions of the runtimes. Now, in order to set an application pool as always running, I look for the application pool that I want to set. And here I can say start mode equals always running. What this will tell the runtime in IIS is that this application pool should always be kept running. Now, you might ask, when are they not kept running? By default, application pools and the applications contained within them are not started until the first request by a user is made for those. And that makes sense for lots of scenarios, but sometimes if we have an application with a lot of overhead, we don't want that first user to wait, you know, 2 or 3 minutes before they get a response because they're starting the application. It might be when we deploy a new version of the application, we always want it to be auto-started because we know it's going to be used. So we don't need to conserve resources because the box that it's running on and the application pool that it's running in is what that hardware and resources are assigned to. So, now that we've set the start mode to that application pool as always running, the next thing that we can do is go ahead and configure the specific application so it can be what we call pre-warmed. So let's go find the sites entry for the application that we want to configure auto start for. We do that by scrolling down in the application host config file and finding the sites collection, which you can see here. Let's find the application that we're interested in auto starting. And it's this one, demo app, and you'll notice that it's in the application pool that we just set to always running. And here in the application entry in this for this site, we're going to add service auto start enabled, equal true, and we're going to set service auto start provider equal to, let's call it pre-warm my cache. So you can see how I've configured these here. Service auto start enabled is equal to true. Service auto start provider we've called pre-warm my cache. Now, next thing that we need to do is configure that provider. So let's grab that name. Let's go down to the end of the sites section, and here let's configure that auto start provider. So we're going to say service auto start providers. Oops. And here we're going to configure the auto start provider that we just specified, pre-warm my cache. And we'll do that by saying add name equal pre-warm my cache type equal pre-warm cache MyAssembly. Now, I'm just using these as arbitrary names, but let's be clear about what they are. So first, pre-warm my cache is simply the name of the auto start provider that we're implementing here. That name is the one that we associate in our application definition, right? So we use that name here, and then we implemented it here. Now this type, pre-warm cache, this is going to be the name of a public class in our application where we can execute custom code that we want to take place when our application is starting or warming up, if you will. And MyAssembly, of course, is the assembly name that would live in. So one last thing I'll do, let's flip over and I'll just give you a quick look at what an implementation of this pre-warm cache class might look like. So here I'll create a project. I'm going to call it demo app, and remember the names need to match, so we configured an existing application in the config file. But just for demonstration purposes, I want to point out what that class would look like. So here we're going to define a public class, and remember the name that we said was pre-warm cache. That was the name that we defined in the application host config file. So here we're going to say public class pre-warm cache. And we're going to inherit from system.web.hosting. I process preload client. And here we can implement a preload method. We say public void preload, and here we can specify that we want to catch an array of strings. And then in here, this is where we would perform our initializations, any of our warm-up tasks, etc. Right? So let's just review what we've done there. We went into the applicationhost.config file in the Windows System 32 InetServe config directory, and we did three things. First, we chose an application pool and set start mode to always running, where we added that application pool name in the application host config file. Then, down in the sites section, we found the entry for the application that we wanted to auto start, and we set two parameters in the application definition. One was service auto start enabled equal true, and the other was service auto start provider equal, and a name that we chose, pre-warm my cache. Then, just below the sites collections in the application host config file, we added a service auto start providers section and added the name pre-warm my cache, set type equal pre-warm cache, and my assembly name. Then, in the application that we've specified to pre-start, we created a class, so a public class pre-warm cache, and we inherited from system.web.hosting.iprocesshostpreload client. And then in that class, we specified a method preload, specified a collection of strings, string arrays as the parameters, and then inside that method here, we can perform the tasks for onload. So the interesting thing about this is it means that whenever you deploy an application, you don't have to wait until the first user comes along before things start to happen. You can, through this mechanism that I've just demonstrated, you can tell an application pool to always be running, and you can tell specific applications to automatically be started even if no user has yet requested them, thereby making even the first experience of a customer coming to your web application as fast as all the rest. Thank you.